there's a lot of information out there about the coronavirus, we're bringing you our message today. This is our PSA on the coronavirus.
Obviously, we're all concerned about the goings-on around our country, around our cities. Everything is topsy-turvy. How much of this is really justified? Well, we know that we're dealing with a souped-up cold virus that, in a percentage of people, particularly the elderly, can turn into a serious pneumonia. People with pneumonia out of control can die. This is a serious issue. Fortunately, the pneumonias aren't occurring in everybody, and the medical resources out there to treat pneumonia with oxygen support, intensive care units, respiratory therapists, and the like are going to bring most people through the pneumonia, and they will survive. The facilities are not overloaded as of yet. So many precautions have been taken that the number of people that have died nationwide as of the time of this podcast is only about 100 people. So the overall status of things is actually pretty normal, except for the way we're behaving. What are we doing in our medical office? I am impressed by our clientele. It seems that most people are just taking it as it comes. We, of course, advise people that have cold symptoms to not come in, to stay at home and isolate themselves, as everyone knows that's necessary. I'm seeing a stream of normal prostate cancer patients. People are just delighted with the lack of traffic on the roads. It's been amazing. People's spirits seem to be good. They don't seem to be overwhelmed. And of course, we're all waiting to see how long this abnormal situation is going to continue. But in my opinion, so far, so good. The particular thing to remember is to keep your hands away from your eyes, nose, and mouth. That is how this virus is transmitted. Very few people are going to get coronavirus from someone coughing on them. It's going to occur because someone coughed or touched a doorknob that was touched by someone who was infected, and then the virus gets transferred to your mucous membranes of your eyes, nose, or mouth when your hand touches it. All you have to do is keep your hands away from your face. Wash your hands first before you rub your eyes, before you touch your nose or your mouth. If you follow this simple prescription, your chances of getting the coronavirus is extremely low.
More extensive information on the coronavirus is available on prostateoncology.com and find our blog.